Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 15th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Once again, on this Monday morning, we've prepared a message that we hope will encourage you. It's titled, The Good Way, and it's based on a portion from the Bible from Jeremiah 6, verse 16.
This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it.
Yesterday we visited an Amish church service held in the home of our Amish friends Jesse and Anna Ruth Lapp. It was altogether unlike any service we had ever attended, and we will share some observations on the experience below our message, or I should say we share in a written message. I don't think we'll read it to our podcast. If you're interested, go to our website today. On the way over to their home on the eastern side of Lancaster County, we listened to a portion of a church service on the radio. It was a live service from one of our local mega churches and had the latest music, most of which we didn't even recognize, even though we don't consider ourselves entirely out of the groove. But it did serve to underscore the incredible contrast we experienced yesterday morning.
Jeremiah's ministry was to the kingdom of Judah in the years just prior to the Babylonian exile. His ministry essentially urged the people to repent of their sins and turn back to God. In today's verse, the direct appeal is from God, as it says, "This is what the Lord says."
They were instructed to, quote, stand at the crossroads and look, end quote. I believe in this instance, the crossroads were that critical period in which they lived. An old commentary states that this is the image of, and I'm quoting, the image from travelers who have lost their road, stopping and inquiring which is the right way in which they once had been, but from which they have wandered, end quote. The crossroads of life is a critical time of decision-making, not just outwardly, but also involving inner contemplation. It's a good time to examine our lives. In the case of Jeremiah and the initial recipients, it was the sobering reality of the imminent judgment and destruction of the kingdom.
In our own lives, crossroad experiences may be the death of a loved one, a life-altering trial, our own aging and sense of mortality, or choosing to tackle a long-standing destructive addiction.
God called the kingdom of Judah to, quote, ask for the ancient paths, end quote. Today, the last thing most people have any interest in are the ancient paths. Our culture is obsessed with the lure of the new. For so many, the ancient paths have no appeal at all and are generally scoffed at. As the phrase says, out with the old, in with the new.
Quote, ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls, end quote. I believe the meaning here is spiritual, and the call to obedience is found in God's holy law. This is the good way, and by walking in it, one will truly find rest for the soul. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
But many then, and so many today, emphatically declare, we will not walk in it. The ancient paths are in line from so many sources. I always expect before Christmas and Easter to see major publications and newscasts launch an assault on biblical truths. I was perusing through books at a local warehouse store where book after book attacked the foundations of the historic Christian faith. Modern scholars malign the ancient way, sit in judgment of the wisdom of the ages.
Just this morning, we received a letter from a trusted Christian ministry informing readers that PBS will run a program on December 18th titled The Bible's Buried Secrets, which will declare that the patriarchs, Moses, and the Exodus are all myths, and that God and, quote, his wife, end quote, were a part of the pagan Canaanite pantheon. The program declares further that the Israelites were simply a sub-tribe of the Canaanites, and that the Old Testament was a fictitious concoction made up by dozens of Israelites during the Babylonian captivity around 500 BC or later.
This is historical revisionism at its worst. I'm really pretty fired up today as I received that note, even after I was pretty much ready with our message. Well, we need to return to the ancient past. We must commit our lives to be obedient servants to Jesus Christ our Lord, to the entire Bible, which is infallible. It's authoritative. And to the great example set for us by scores of dedicated, sold-out believers throughout the ages of the Bible and the church. My earnest prayer today is this, and I merely reword the daily scripture text to personalize it. I stand at the crossroads and look. I ask for the ancient past where the good way is. And by God's grace, I choose to walk in it and accept your promise that I will find rest for my soul.
Let's pray together. Lord, as I stand at the crossroads of decision, I am pulled in many directions. But then I see the well-worn path marked out by the faithful followers of God throughout the centuries. The faithful ones who remain true to you, to your ancient law, whose hearts did not betray the one true God. With godly determination, I earnestly desire to follow in the steps of the Master that leads me to find rest for my soul on earth and secures a heavenly home where my soul no longer grows weary.
Amen. Amen. Well, we do have some additional material about that PBS episode. It is just disgusting to realize, as Americans, our tax dollars are going to fund such, what would it be, blasphemous material.
Heresy.
And with one sided, of course. We have a lot more material on our website today. We have a lengthy description of our experience yesterday, one that you may find interesting, of visiting an Amish church service and participating in the dinner that followed. They have a number of pictures up of our experience yesterday. You may be surprised, you may not be, that there are no people photos. They do not like to have their photos taken, and I don't think they would in any way want anything taken in their service. So we give a word picture, but we do have some of the outside photos of the scene you may enjoy. We do have one song up today, and it's just an old song called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Kind of hearkening back to the old days. It seemed like there's something else I wanted to share today. We do have to get this off. We're later than usual, and I have a lot of work yet. But our website is dailyencouragement.net, and this is the message prepared for December 15th, 2008. We actually are finishing our podcast about 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, right after noon, on that message. And I do recall what I wanted to share. I'm changing the title. I called it The Good Way, but I think a better descriptive title is Standing at the Crossroads. And so if you're listening to this and you note on the written text, this is Standing at the Crossroads, and earlier I said The Good Way. That's why we actually continue to edit all the way through the podcast process. And in fact, if you listen to our material, it may not always be quite like what you read, because we actually are able to sharpen, we hope anyway, our material further as a result of reading it. In fact, I've made several additional comments I hope to add into the written that I did in the podcast. I also wanted to share today that if you listen to the message on Friday, it wouldn't affect you listening it, but if you went to the message Friday afternoon for several hours, the server that hosts Daily Encouragement was not running properly, and thus the pictures and links didn't work, and that was fixed sometime late afternoon. If you care to go to Friday's message, just go to the archive and you can look at the pictures if you like. Blessings to you. May you continue to stay faithful to God. And I am I'm fired up today, Brooksine, after reading that letter from, it's actually a ministry called the Associates for Biblical Research, and do a fine job of contending for the faith once for all delivered. Have a blessed day. Amen.